All right, we will call the meeting, the September 9th meeting of the Village Local Ethics Commission. The time is 10:30 a.m. Commissioner Lazuzo.
Commissioner Lazuzo is not attending. He has chosen to recuse himself from the proceedings today.
Chair
And I've
Gunn.
shared the communications with the other commissioners.
Yeah, and just to clarify, so the new member had indicated that he is going to recuse himself because of a personal connection to the respondent of the allegation, and because this was the only matter on the agenda, he is not attending.
Chair Ignofo?
Present.
Commissioner DeGroff? Right.
Citizen comments, we have none in attendance, so we can move on from there. New business is an initial review of an ethics complaint received. Before I make a motion to go into executive session, I will note for the record that I do know the respondent. That individual is a neighbor and a friend, though I do feel I can fairly sit. In this or sit on this issue in light of that. I don't know if Commissioner DeGroff has anything to say.
I do. I am also friendly with both the respondent and the respondent's wife, but I believe there's enough distance between us that I can be fair and impartial here and don't believe I have any conflict.
I believe those are adequate to move forward.
I will also note and maintain just for our record that this complaint has been received and not publicly published so that the respondent and the allegation in the complaint are not public knowledge at this time. And we will maintain that confidentiality unless and until we feel that additional steps are warranted under the current ethics code. And with that, a motion to go into executive session.
So if
and
I
just
could
declare.
clarify, I've asked that this motion include three particular subsections to cover ourselves. So that
Please.
would be to go into closed session pursuant to the 5 ILCS 120, section 1.
Yes, sections 2C1,
2C1.
2C3, and 2C4.
Big second.
All in favor?
We need a roll call on
Okay.
going into.
Member DeGroff? And Chairman Ignofo?
Present.
Aye. Both
Or
aye, right?
I thought you
Sorry,
were
sorry.
in
And
exactly.
now we
No,
will.
to go into closed session, the law says you need a roll call, so not
Oh,
a
got it.
voice vote. That's all.
Approve.
Yeah. In other words, everyone's
We are
got
back
to
in
vote
open
yes.
session after discussing this matter in closed session. Based up.
Quick roll call again.
Oh, we had to roll call again.
Yeah.
Thank you for the point
Call
of
to
order.
order,
Yeah,
yeah.
we have to call to order our open session and a roll call, please.
Commissioner DeGroff, Chair Ignofo,
Present.
and Commissioner Lazuzo is still not in attendance. So, also present is Matt Walsh, Lance Molina, and Luke Masella.
Thank you. We are back in open session after conducting a discussion and analysis of the complaint at issue in closed session. Based upon that discussion, our analysis has shown or revealed to us at least that while there may have been an apparent conflict of interest highlighted in the complaint of August 8th, 2025, it has at this point been resolved by the action of the individuals at issue in it, and that no further action shall be taken on that complaint by this commission. The commission also further recommends that a copy of the new ethics ordinance for the village be provided to all village covered individuals, along with a requirement that they have that they acknowledge that they have received, reviewed, and understand the contents of the ethics code applicable to them. Along with that, while we are not requiring or recommending that the village require specific training on the ethics code, we are recommending that a memo go along with the ethics code to all village-covered individuals, which highlights the basic points of the code, particularly the conflict of interest section in the code, and a specific indication that if any village-covered individuals feels that they may have a conflict of interest in a matter before them, that they can seek, and they can and should seek the advice of village administration or other resources available at the village, including the commission. And that if they further continue to believe that they may have the appearance of a conflict of interest, that it is advisable that they recuse them, that they state that and recuse themselves up front at the onset of any meeting in which they may be involved or any action in which they could potentially be involved, so that there is no gray area as to whether or not a conflict of issue ethics provisions have been violated.
Is that a motion?
Commissioner DeGroff, do you have anything to add, or did I capture our discussion appropriately?
You captured our discussion.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, so let's call that a motion and a second, and then let's take a vote on it just so we have a...
Okay.
Take the roll call on it.
Commissioner DeGroff? Chair Ignofo?
Yes, aye.
Because you have to act by motion. So
okay, yeah, thank you. That takes us to other business. Do you have any other business to address or raise? None from me. Motion to adjourn.
To adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.